Well, welcome to the Rolling in the Deep podcast. We are happy to have you guys back today, and you're just going to have to bear with my recalling it my sexy, sick voice today, and it'll be pertinent to this episode here. I'm here with Summer, my main gal, and we are going to be talking today about, and I'm Adele. In case, you know, I probably should introduce myself again here, owner of Babies on Broadway, again, Rolling in the Deep podcast, and we are going to be talking today about our Sickness is Among Us episode. It seems like it's a little bit early on this year, but it is coming out of every angle. I think every customer that I've spoken to in the store, everybody I know has had a child or themselves lucky enough to get an illness. And I'll throw this out there. In my case, I've been on antibiotics. Where am I at now? Like, I'm like a good 5-6 days in here.
You for sure are.
Yeah.
But no relief.
No relief whatsoever. So thankfully, good old Copper Pony today, I'm just going to give them a shout out. Like, if you got a sore throat, I'm telling you, their Mexican hot chocolate is bomb. It's got a little like jalapeno or something in it. It clears out my throat enough to make me be able to talk for a little bit here today. But we're going to talk about some products for your littles. We're going to do a little influence, de-influence action here today about things that you can pick up, that some that work and some that are frankly BS. So we're going to roll into it with some products. So for me personally, I have been drinking a lot of tea, and that's really, I'll tell you what, not really been helping. Nothing's been helping.
Nothing really has.
So with your little ones, some of the products that I think you can start to have on hand, we're going to start with the Nose Frida line. I think we should just hit that because overall, I'm going to go for the influence, not de-influence on this. Now, we're going to talk about some of the products within the line that maybe you're just not ready to do. Like if you're not a parent yet, I'm telling you the snot sucker might be a little much. I loved it for my own kids, but not because I like to suck snot, because I don't. I think it's absolutely disgusting and terrifying. But the control that you have, and like that it actually gets it out, is super satisfying when they're so sick they can't swallow or like they're struggling to breathe. You just like want to relieve it.
Now, so there's two versions, right?
There is. Well, there's like the snot sucker.
Yeah, which is kind of, would that be like the more traditional one that people used with the snot bulb? You know, back in the day we got the bulb.
No, that's a bulb. And I'm going to de-influence that bulb because that sucker's nasty. And
like, but when you needed it, you needed it.
Yeah, but the snot sucker, I think, works better. I mean, I get it, like the ball, the syringe ball. The part about it is like you suck it in and then you let the ball out and sometimes it shoots back up. And you can't clean that.
No, you can't.
And if you get one that...
You always wonder.
Yeah, it's... No, you don't need to wonder. Cut it open. It's gross.
It's in there.
And if you like get the one that twists open, it doesn't get anywhere near good enough suction. So I'm de-influencing the ball. Yeah, no, this is the snot sucker. You put your mouth on a tube. And you put the tube in your kid's nose and you suck the snot with your mouth. It's a thing.
This is so fun.
And like the thing is, you have a lot of control. There's a filter. The snot's never getting to your mouth, you know? And so it really does relieve them. But I will tell you this, like it is not for everybody. And I actually went through this phase where I loved it so much. This one time my friend Erica came in and I was like, I can snot suck anyone's nose. Like it doesn't gross me out at all. The snot sucker's great. And then I like tried to snot suck one of her kid's nose and I did like almost throw up. So I don't think it's like for your...
Maybe it had to be your own child.
It's got
to
be your own kid.
Yeah.
Like there is a line and I crossed it and I would not do it again. So we're going to go with good product. Keep it to your own child, not for everybody. You know, I think the dads might have a real issue.
The electric one, obviously, you just don't have to suck with your mouth.
Well, this is the next one I was going to move on to. So then you got the electric one. This is a big upgrade in the world, okay? Like this thing, this is where you want to go.
Serious business.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It is fun and it works. And there's like that Dr. Nose one too. And I'll be honest with you, we don't carry that one, but I've heard it is really legit. Like he's a physician and he created this thing and like you got to get the snot out sometimes.
You do.
But the Nose Frida electric one, so it takes out the sucking of the snot, which is good. It's a little electric one. You get it up there and get the snot out. So I think that that's a better option for some people. So I would definitely influence both that product and the OG snot sucker. I really do think it works. But I'm gonna give you a secret one. Ooh. And yeah, so excuse my, again, my sexy, sick voice trying to get through here. But this one, I feel like a lot of people don't actually know about, the Oogie Bear.
Oh, yeah. I love the Oogie Bear.
The Oogie Bear is great. You can never have enough of them.
Lighted. You can get lighted.
You can get the lit one, and that's actually great. It's a lit Oogie Bear. So I was walking in the ABC show, which is the big kids show of the year, you know, and I would go to every single booth. Like back in the day, there were thousands and thousands of booths. I had to visit every single one. And I'm walking by this booth, and I see this Oogie Bear, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm a habitual nose picker of my children. I hate Krusties. Like, yeah. I hate them. Like, get them out of your nose. I don't want crusty boogers in my kid's nose. It's nasty. So I would always use, like, my pinky nail. And here's the bad thing about that. It's sharp. Mm-hmm. And then you cut their nose, and you got bleeding, crusty nose, and you feel very bad, and it is not a good situation for anyone. My kids had major nose phobia for me and my pinky, like, coming at them all the time. And they were also, like, little baby infant formula pukers, and so they would also, like, get little formula crusties. Mm-hmm. And their nose, and I'd always want to get those out too. And so just all of it is bad. The Oogie Bear is this little silicone tool, and it has like a loop on one end, and then it has one that's a little bit more filled on the other. But what I will tell you, it is like the gentlest little like scraper of the nostril, and it also works really, really, really well in the ears for that little bit of earwax. And then as my child got older, he was like a habitual bloody noser. And so what'll happen is like you'll get a bloody nose clot that's like pretty up high, unfortunately, and he wouldn't be able to breathe from it, and he would get so frustrated. He would try to like blow this thing out in the Kleenex, and it was never going to come out. And so we started using Oogie Bears, and he would be like, get me my nose picker, and it would like gently remove the blood clot so he could breathe again. So I love an Oogie Bear. Now there's even a lighted version. It is like the absolute best thing out there. So that's what I'm going to say about the Oogie Bear. The next thing that you should probably have in your toolbox, especially if you're coming home with a new baby, is going to be a humidifier. It doesn't have to be anything crazy fancy, but something without a filter, you know, something that keeps the air clean. Nose Frida does make one. Crane makes a good one. There's a lot of good products now out on the market, but getting a humidifier and keeping that air, you know, with some moisture in it is always good. A lot of people have built-in ones on their furnace that they don't know about that. So I will always suggest checking that out too. And if you can get the moisture in your air that way, it's always helpful for those littles during that time. The other thing would be like a chest rub, but like a natural version would be good. So like we carry the pumpkin butt one is a really popular respiratory rub. That
would definitely be our best seller.
Yeah, that's definitely the best seller.
Just run out of it all the time.
All the time. Just a little something to like open up the chest and open up those airways to get the kiddos breathing. You know, stay away from the chemical derivative ones if you can. That would be a good way to go. And actually Vicks makes one that's just like eucalyptus and lavender if you're looking for something just really quick over the counter that you need to get somewhere. Obviously some like infant Tylenol or, you know, those types of things. I'm always like dye free if you can.
Yeah.
Me and Abby were just talking about this like affinity to red 40 dye that my kids had. So like that's always a good thing to keep in the back pocket in your sick arsenal. A lot of people are all about the essential oils. I'm going to do a little influence and de-influence on this. So I think they can be great, but just do your research on what you're using. Do not put them in your humidifier unless your humidifier says it's okay to, because it could eat the plastic in your humidifier. And I do hear about this from people, and that's not under warranty. So don't put oils in your humidifier. And then also just be careful with them on your littles. Some need to be diluted. Some adults need dilution. Summer is laughing right now because I once had a really bad headache, and my lovely staff member, Lindsay, thought it was a real swell idea to give me some peppermint. And she put it like right here, like in the middle of my head or something.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we had to call poison control. Like that's where that went.
It went very
like, soft
fast.
This wasn't like I had a little reaction or a little incident. I could not see. Everything was burning.
There were F-bombs.
She's so lucky that, I mean, I really loved her, but I did keep saying she was fired. I couldn't see her. I didn't know where she was because I couldn't see anything.
You did lose all rationality.
I was so upset. But I'm also going to tell you what poison control told me.
It was a great
because it was great and it instantly relieved it. And who would have thought?
I know
it. And it was alcohol on a swab. So like putting alcohol on a cotton swab and placing it on the area where the oil was put, and it like literally like sucked the oil back out. So I could once again see.
Oh, that was such a great
thing. I once was blind and now I saw.
Can see.
Yes. So just be careful with those oils, because I tell you what, I wasn't happy at all. I said, do you do this shit? And she's like, yeah, I use it all the time.
She should have said that.
And I was like, well, That went real bad
for me. Bad.
And so I can't imagine using that on a child. So just please be careful because they are extremely strong, some of them.
Very potent.
Yeah, for sure. We have a natural ear oil. I'm going to give a little bit of influence to that. I think if you are feeling like your kiddo has, you know, an ear infection, maybe if you want like to try a little temporary nighttime relief for them, fine, but like don't avoid taking them to a physician
and treating it.
Yeah, get what you need to get treated. Yeah. My son, my younger one, is still to this day, he just had a basically ruptured eardrum again the other day, is my ear infection kid, and just like it is not worth letting them go through that pain. And as an adult who all of a sudden started getting ear infections after having my first round of COVID, I feel for these kids. Mm-hmm. They are so painful. It's so stupid how much they hurt.
You forget until you get them again as an adult.
Mm-hmm. And then like the ringing in your ear.
Horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes vertigo.
Oh yeah, the vertigo. That's a whole nother story. So yes, we have ear oil, but I would be, you know, cautious with that. Take your kiddo in if you think they've got it. Lastly, keeping 1 to 2 thermometers on hand. Because you're always going to lose one. When you need it, you can't find it. And so keeping a couple good ones, whether that's, you know, an electronic ear one, a forehead one. I mean, I know we all say rectal, but what is the chances that you're actually going to do a rectal one? So just know your own limits to what those are and keep a good thermometer that you can take, you know, a couple times with you. Mm-hmm. Other than that, like, what do you think are the little tricks for sickness that we see an uptick? You got any ones?
You know, sometimes we see people come in for lovey, like a warmy, you know, just a nice, like, soothing.
Yeah. The little warmies that can heat in the microwave. They've got, like, they do have a lavender flaxseed in them. You know, if you're getting, like, the gastrointestinal sickies, like, their stomach hurts. Or even just actually laying your ear on it.
Yes.
I actually did that with one of the flat warmies when I had one of my bad ear infections that one time. That was really helpful. I would suggest that. Yep. And a heating pad. I think that's always
one. I love
one.
A heating pad.
We're running around always looking for one in our house.
Yeah, we love them. We use them at our house. Sometimes we fight over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably should get another
one. Multiples. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Keeping heating pads on file too, or on file, like you have a file cabinet. This is that sexy sick voice talking again.
Sexy sick.
Just get a file cabinet and put all your sick stuff in a file, including your heating pad, thermometers. Everything
easy
we just
access
said.
Real fast.
It's in a drawer that you can just
open.
A
sick file cabinet.
Actually, it's not a bad idea.
Somebody's like, going to coin this and run with it. And we're gonna be
dang
like,
it. Oh, we should have invented
it. Patented.
Honestly, like a little box that has all your sick supplies in it.
Right, kind of like those suitcases we were just looking at.
We were looking at suitcases, but they need to be
for something different,
bigger. Yeah, for sure. A sick box. A little sick box.
A sick box.
That you know where it is.
Take and go.
Because it's always in the middle of like needing it when a kid is having a crisis that you just don't have it, or you cannot find it, or you know you have it and you cannot find it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, my gal, I call her my nanny. My kids are 16 and 11. You will get to know me on this podcast and laugh at that. But she was just like, what? Did you just go buy out Walgreens?
Which I imagine you did.
Because while I was there, I was like, any sore throat medicine I can get. But also while I'm there, I'm going to pick up my dye-free, like, you know, ibuprofen and Tylenol. My kids still don't like to swallow pills. So like,
I don't either. I know. Yeah. Maddie was just shooting liquid ibuprofen the other day.
Get the liquid.
Yes.
Although I did chug Flynn's sulfur-smelling antibiotic the other day.
Well, you did?
He had a little leftover, and I thought maybe it'd be helpful for the sore throat, but it didn't help. I had to go in, so... But I hope that sickness does not ravage your family this year. We've just seen like a real, you know, off to the races with it is what I'm going to say here.
We really have.
And so I hope that it doesn't. But if it does, you know, there's some tips and tricks and some influencing and de-influencing we can do on some of the products. But overall, the nose read align, we give it a thumbs up.
Strong
pretty much everything
up.
In there is pretty legit. So good line to check out. If you can't get to a small specialty store, they do carry it at like your Target and Walgreens and things like that as well. And I think we'll close it up with that. And we hope that, again, you stay healthy this season. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Rolling in the Deep podcast with Adele and Summer. Make sure you check us out on Instagram, Facebook, you know, all the things. And thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again.
See ya.